is a health economist from York University. Thinking of the economics of the health service and these changes as announced, delaying the introduction of GP commissioning for some, doctors and nurses becoming more involved, these senates that have been announced, is this going to save money?
No, probably not. It's going to increase the bureaucracy that the Conservative and the Coalition had said they were going to reduce. I mean, it's typical of most reorganisations, which I like to call redisorganisations. We've done it regularly since 1974. There's no evidence that any of these reorganisations, Labour or Conservative, have really given the taxpayer, let alone the patient, a good deal.
Why do they keep doing it?
I think, you know, it's about throwing things up in the air and believing that they'll come down better next time. But what one wants is much more incremental, evidence-based development of policy rather than, you know, wishing and hoping like we're doing with the current set of reforms and which we did with the Labour reforms during the last decade.
Couldn't it be argued that at least with this Health Secretary, he had many years in opposition thinking about these, planning them, getting to know what he believed the NHS wanted? Haven't these plans at least had a great deal more consideration than many of their predecessors?
Well, sadly not. And they've had consideration in the sense that they've been around and tossed about. But the fundamental issue, Eddie, is whether there is any evidence that giving money to GPs rather than to primary care trusts, trying to get the purchasers empowered in different ways, will actually work. The issue, you know, these reforms are much ado about nothing when the fundamental issue is the resourcing of the NHS and the better use of those resources.
Even though there are plenty of people, some of the Labour Party, who say that the GP commissioning plan is merely an extension of what Labour introduced in the first place, which they say does have a proven track record.
Well, the proven track record is not evidenced in terms of does it improve what patients get and does it save the taxpayer money. Most of the evidence that they offer, whether Labour or Conservative, is rhetoric rather than fact, because they simply haven't evaluated these things. They just believe. It's rather like having faith-based policy. We believe, rather like Sooty waving his magic wand, izzy-wizzy, things will get better. Well, they don't. We need to change things quite radically, as Cameron is saying. But, you know, we want to use the evidence to show what works, and where we don't know, we should be doing reforms and carrying out careful evaluation.
Professor Alan Maynard from York University, thank you, and you can rest assured that quote from Sooty will end up in Previously on PM this Friday.